Hi. This week the question is, what does the Bible say about parental authority? The scriptures are very clear about parental authority. Please listen carefully to the passages which I read from the Bible and then judge for yourself the seriousness of this issue. First, parents are to be in control of their children, and those children are to obey their parents. The fifth commandment of the Old Testament said this in Exodus 20, verse 12, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." This was the first commandment given by God with a promise attached to it, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord is giving you. That's the promise. If a child refused to obey and honor his parents, the Old Testament taught that the children should be put to death. In Matthew chapter 15, listen to verses 1 through 6. "Then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus, saying, 'Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread.' He answered and said to them, 'Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, "Honor your father and your mother," and "He who curses father or mother, let him be put to death." But you say, "Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God," then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus, you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Now, Jesus himself here taught this was the command of God during the Old Testament dispensation. The law of God said that children should obey and honor their parents, and whoever refused to do so should be put to death. Men who think they are wiser and more compassionate than God nullified this command with their traditions. Men were saying basically, times have changed, and children should not have to obey and honor their parents. Things really aren't any different today, are they? Today, we have psychologists, counselors, teachers, principals, and government officials saying the very same thing, that you don't have to obey and honor your parents. The New Testament law teaches that children are still obligated to obey their parents. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." When a child refuses to submit to and obey what he has been told to do, this constitutes rebellion, and he must be chastised. The Old Testament said this in Proverbs 22, verse 15, "Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him." Basically, this is saying that your child is not an angel. You may think he's on the verge of being the perfect child. You may think he does not need the guidance and correction and discipline that other children need. But your child is still just a child. Foolishness is in the heart of every child, and your child is no different. Every child needs the rod of correction from time to time when they rebel against their parents' authority. Although this is an Old Testament passage, the New Testament teaches the very same thing. In Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 5, the Bible says, "And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we've had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they, indeed, for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." End quote. Now, this passage helps us to see two things. First, it helps us to see that parents, because they are older and have experienced more things than a child, that parent knows what's best for the child. No matter how intelligent a child may be, he lacks experience and wisdom which the parent has. This passage also helps us to see that chastisement is not child abuse. Chastisement, when administered properly, is for the child's own good. It does not seem joyful at the time that it's given, but it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it, the Scripture says. The ultimate child abuse is not the child that's been chastised, but the child who has been neglected and who has received no instruction and guidance. God made children with souls that long for guidance and someone to show them how to live. If parents neglect to give this guidance and correction, children will go someplace else to find it. They will turn to their peers to show them how to talk, how to dress, and how to act. Many children who are neglected by their parents turn to gangs and religious cults. Gangs and religious cults have at least one thing in common. They tell their members what to think, how to talk, how to act, and what to value, and if anyone refuses to submit, they are beaten and chastised more severely than any parent would have chastised them. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11, the Bible is teaching us, among other things, that if we love our children, we will take the time to train them, teach them, and chastise them when they go astray. Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3 teaches children that their parents are certainly an authority over them, and if they desire to live long on the earth, they must submit obediently to their parents. Many children have died premature deaths because they refuse to listen to the instructions of their parents concerning drugs, alcohol, sex, and other issues. And rather than listening to their parents, they lived their lives rebelliously, and their rebellion led them to an early grave. In Proverbs chapter 5, verses 11 through 14, the Bible says, "You will mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed, and say, 'How I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation.'" Now, this passage is describing the sorrow which many children experience because they refuse the authority and guidance of their parents. For the good of the family, the child, and society itself, parents must realize their position of authority, and children must realize their position of submission and obedience. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.